Pat and I, Maria Shakil. Electoral bonds were to make the poll process transparent. Instead, they have been declared unconstitutional and arbitrary. The bonds allow donors and parties to keep their association hidden from the public. Only the State Bank of India could track the donations. A 5-judge bench headed by Chief Justice, Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, ruled that the donor secrecy is violative of Article 14 of the Indian Constitution. CJI Chandrachur set the tone for the verdict by stressing that information about funding of political parties is essential for the effective exercise of the choice of voting. The SBI has now put out all the details of the donors. The data, though, is still not complete. It does not disclose exact one-on-one correspondence between the purchaser and redeemer of each particular electoral bond. But one thing is clear, that Future Gaming and Hotel Services is the largest donor, acquiring bonds worth 13 billion rupees from April 2019 to January 2024. And the BJP was the biggest beneficiary, securing almost half of the bonds worth 120 billion rupees donated between 2018 and 2024. India's biggest lottery company and infrastructure giant, major mining groups and telecom companies were among the top donors on the list. The political party to receive the second highest amount of donations via the bonds was the TMC, while the Congress received just 14 billion rupees. In India, there is no limit on how much a party can spend on its publicity, as long as it does not spend the money on campaigning of any specific candidate. On the eve of the election dates on the big fight, we ask, can the relationship between money and politics be ever transparent? Joining me on the show, Supriya Sinha, National Spokesperson of the Congress, Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi is Rajya Sabha MP of the BJP. We have Dr. S.Y. Qureshi, former Chief Election Commissioner of India. Major General Anil Verma is head of ADR. Also, Nilesh Tribhuvan is advocate of the Supreme Court. I'm going to begin with you, Supriya Sinha. Why is the Congress looking at linkages? Because the data is still not complete. And why do you say that these companies who donated electoral bonds actually got benefits from the government?
I think I speak with data and with nothing else. And if you see the data that's been put out in the public domain by the SBI, after much coaxing by the Supreme Court and after a rather harsh warning from the Supreme Court, it tells you a very serious picture. And if you will not interrupt me for just the next 30 seconds, I want to spell it out for you. A, electoral bonds were collected for the last 6 years. Data is out only for the last five. There are mismatches between the recipient and the donors column. One doesn't understand why, but those are different things. The reality is that this is the biggest extortion racket that was being run by Mr. Narendra Modi and the central government. And I say it with all responsibility that I bring to this debate. It was, if you see the kind of people who were making donations, and if you see the dates, and if you see the kind of raids that were happening, there are 18 companies that I picked up, and this is just, you know, surveys after surveys that I picked up, 18 companies which start from DLF to, Dr. Reddy's Labs, to DV's, to Navyug Engineering, to United Phosphorus, IFB Infra, Yashoda Hospitals, Hetero Drugs, Haldia, Chennai Green Foods, Hero Moto, Future Gaming, like you yourself said, Jindal Steel and Power, Microlab, NCC, Kalpataru, and of course, Shirdi Sai and Aurobindo Pharma. Now, these are companies where hard data is there to prove that these companies were being raided by the CBI, by the income tax, and by the ED. Those dates of raids are there in the public domain. And all of these companies went and bought electoral bonds soon after those raids. Okay. And that is the quid pro quo. If this is not quid pro quo, then what is? Okay. I mean, how are you going to explain the fact that there are companies who are being raided by the government and the party, who is the ruling party, was accepting money from these so-called tainted companies. Just one more point I want to make. This is the extortion racket I'm talking about. The other is a cut racket. There are various companies, and those companies range from Mega Engineering to a whole host of other companies, Serum Institute, Vedanta, Torrent, IRB Infra, APCO Infra, Wonder Cement, Brightstar, Mittal. I mean, all of these companies are companies who bought electoral bonds, they donated electoral bonds, And soon after those donations, within a month or two, they got huge government projects in either BJP rule states or central government projects.
Okay.
If this is not quid pro quo, then what is?
Okay. Sudhanshu Trivedi, when the electoral bond schemes were launched in 2018, the BJP had claimed that this scheme would make political funding more transparent. But instead today, it is being seen as a move of quid pro quo. Did the BJP get its assessment wrong?
No. I would like to remind, at the time the rule was that till 20,000 rupees, if somebody is donating, there is no requirement of maintaining any record. That's why if eco ho raha jara isko theek karwa dijiyega.
Ji.
That's why if you remember the Aam Aadmi Party, when it started, they said that they will have a tea party in which the entry fee will be 20,000. Why the figure of 20,000? Because at the time the Congress uses to have 90% of their donation in that 20,000 category. In that case, even if the court would have asked, there would have been no data at all, because there was no requirement, or that was 100% cash. Here, if the court has asked, then there is a clear-cut transaction details available through a proper instrument of finance. There, it would have been a total cash. So, we have done this. But, court, whatever the decision court has taken, we accept that. But on the other hand, I would like to say, the Congress party and our main opposition parties, several other parties, uses to cry that it is wrong, still they have taken 1,461 crore rupees. And Trinamool Congress, which is having just one state, Congress is having just three states, and out of power since 10 years, they are having 1,461 crores. BJP is having 6,000 crores. Means four times Congress, despite we are having 17 state governments and central government. And Trinamool Congress, which is their ally, got 1,600 crore rupees, 1,600 crore in one state. And other thing, they were saying that government should come clearly and tell the details. So first, they should not have accepted. And if they have accepted and they were firm on their commitment, they should have told.
But the point being made by Supriya here is, Dr.
We have received this much of money from that.
But the point here being made by your political opponents is Enforcement Directorate is actually an extortion directorate.
Yes. Let me complete the sentence. I would like to say, the instances they are quoting, the instances can be other way around also. That even if somebody has given the bond, still Enforcement Directorate had gone to them. So, I would like to say, it is like, for the understanding of the viewers, there are 10 persons standing and 4 are saying that our bank account should not be revealed. 6 are saying that the bank account details should be revealed by the government. But those 6 are not delivering their own account. Bhai, main to bata sakta hu na ki mere account mein kitna paisa, wo bhi nahi bataunga. Kahan se aaya, wo bhi nahi bataunga. But government kare to paisa le bhi lunga, bataunga bhi nahi, aur halla bhi machaunga. So these three characteristics exposes our opponent.
Okay, Supriya, respond to this.
After the figures have come, the things have become quantitative also.
Okay, then I go back to Dr. Trivedi.
Mujhe lagta hai Sudhanshu ji ki na thoda syllabus se bahar ka sawal ho gaya ye. Ye sirf vibhajan ka sawal nahi tha, to thoda sa syllabus ke bahar ho gaya, thoda padh ke aa jate to acha tha. The way you designed the electoral bonds, in an ideal world, the recipient is not supposed to know the identity of the donor, sir. Aapko to yahi nahi pata hai. To hum batana bhi chahe to nahi bata sakte, hum to seena thok ke bol rahe, hamare bata dijiye kisne diye. Sarkar ke paas SBI ke through data aa sakta hai. आप बताइए ना हमारे 1100 करोड़ किसने दिए, लेकिन शर्त ये है कि आपके 6100 करोड़ किसने दिए, इस पर भी चर्चा हो जाए. यू आर टेलिंग मी दैट समबडी हियर सम डोंट, ये इसमें जलेबी मत बनाइए, सीधी बात करिए. डीएलएफ रेडेड, दे वेंट एंड बॉट बॉन्ड्स. डीवीज लैब रेडेड, वेंट एंड बॉट बॉन्ड्स. नवयुग इंजीनियरिंग रेडेड, नॉट रेडेड, दे हैव नॉट इवन बीन प्रोब्ड फॉर द टनल दैट दे वर बिल्डिंग इन उत्तराखंड, जहां पर 41 लोग फंसे थे. 90 करोड़ दिए इन्होंने बॉन्ड के थ्रू. United Phosphorus raided, got a bond. IRP Infra Agro raided, got a bond. Yashoda Hospital raided, got bonds worth 162 crore rupees. You tell me something. From Hetero Drugs raided, got bonds. Haldia Engineering raided, got bonds. Chennai Greenwoods raided, got bonds. Hero Moto raided, got bonds. Future Gaming, ED attached 406 crore worth of its property.
Trivedi, is this just coincidence?
Worth 100 crore rupees. So are you telling me that any of these people were being raided by the central government agencies, aur gapa gap paisa jo tha wo Bharatiya Janata Party le rahi hai, bada badhiya nazir bana rahe hain, sarkar raid kar rahi hai, chhapa aur ye vasooli kar rahi hai, party vasooli kar rahi hai, sarkar.
Chali, Dr. Trivedi, please respond to this. You can't say that this is law taking its course. It cannot be just coincidence.
Supriya ji ke...
अरे अभी बता रहे मैडम, लेट मी कंप्लीट द सेंटेंस. सुनिए, मैं सिलेबस के इसी पॉइंट पे लाना चाह रहा था. नाउ सुप्रिया जी हरसेल्फ हैज सेड दैट द रेसिपिएंट डजंट हैव द एक्सेप्शन. लेट मी कंप्लीट द सेंटेंस. अरे सिलेबस पे इसी पॉइंट पे आके आप फंस गई मैडम.
अरे
हम तो यही कह रहे थे, आपने खुद बोल दिया कि रेसिपिएंट डजंट नो अबाउट इट एंड स्टिल यू आर आस्किंग दिस स्टेटमेंट फ्रॉम बीजेपी दैट दे शुड टेल. अरे भाई अब क्या तरीका है बीच में डिस्टर्ब करने का. अरे मैं बता रहा हूँ बात यही है, कोई बात नहीं, यही बात है.
नाउ
आई थिंक सुप्रिया सीनेट शुड अपोलोजाइज दैट. आप देखिए इसीलिए होता है, व्हेन यू आर स्टक देन देयर इज नो वे अदर देन जस्ट डिस्टर्बिंग एंड ट्राइंग टू शाउट. नाउ आई वॉन्ट टू से, नाउ वॉट एवर शी हैज सेड, it is a clear cut evidence that the Congress party now should apologize when they were asking that BJP should divulge the details. And to the honesty, I would like to say that she has accepted that they have received how much? 1,461 crores, which they term as black money. Matlab extortion hum kar rahe the, paisa aapko de rahe the. If divide by state, Congress has got around 570 crores per state. अरे भाई प्लीज, गलत बात है ये. डोंट शाउट, मैं सिर्फ फैक्ट बता रहा हूँ.
कुछ तो बुद्धि भी लगाकर बोल लिया करिए कभी कभी. क्या वही बात छानते रहते.
अरे भाई
ये वो जलेबी पर बनाया करिए, सीधे पॉइंट पर आया.
अरे भाई आप कुछ चीखने लगी.
प्रोजेक्ट छानते रहे.
अरे पॉइंट पे बोल रहा हूँ, पॉइंट ऐसा बोलूंगा आपको सारे समझना है.
व्हेन यू आर मेकिंग योर पॉइंट ही वाज लिसनिंग टू यू, प्लीज लिसन टू हिम.
Because he's not making potent arguments. I'm not
talking about the debate. Please make your point, and then I'll bring in others. That she's coming to the point. Let's be complete the sentence. Actually, if you divide by state, then it comes, for Congress, it comes more than 600 crores per state. In our case, it comes 350 crores per state.
Sudhanshu ji, do you hear yourself?
So they were saying that if we were doing extortion as per their statement.
You are sounding felonious. Bhai,
kya tarika hai baar baar disturb karne ka? क्या तरीका है? मैं तो आपके बीच में नहीं बोल रहा था, अब आप शाउटिंग करने लगे.
वो मत कीजिए, व्हाट्सएप के खर्रे यहाँ पर आकर मत पढ़िए. ये बेवकूफी का ज्ञान भाजपा व्हाट्सएप पे फैला रही है.
सुधांशु द्विवेदी, आई एम गोइंग टू कम बैक टू यू, लेट मी ब्रिंग इन अदर्स. डॉक्टर एस वाई कुरैशी, मूविंग अवे फ्रॉम पॉलिटिशियंस.
इट्स नॉट फेयर मैन मारिया कि लगातार शाउट करेंगे और उसके बाद बोलने नहीं देंगे. ये तरीका ठीक नहीं है.
डॉक्टर त्रिवेदी को
जब मैं बोलू वो बोले मेरा बेटा डाउन करिए और मैं बोलू उनका बेटा डाउन करिए. क्या तो ये तरीका है? अदरवाइज ये तरीका नहीं हो सकता. वन साइडेड बोलेंगे उसके बाद लगातार डिस्टर्ब करेंगे. और अब मैं आपको सीधे बोलता हूं, अब मैं आपको सीधे बोलता हूं, कांग्रेस पार्टी ने विदेशियों से पैसा लिया है. इन्होंने सद्दाम हुसैन से पैसे लिए, वोल्कर रिपोर्ट जिसके लिए नटवर सिंह को इस्तीफा देना पड़ा. ये क्या बोलेंगे? नटवर सिंह ने अपनी किताब माई ईयर्स विद, उन्होंने माई लास्ट डेज, किताब का नाम मैं भूल रहा हूं, उन्होंने लिखा, इस्तीफा दिया और कहा कि तेल के कूपन सद्दाम हुसैन ने दिए. आपको पैसे मिले, अगर आपको चैलेंज करना है मित्रों, किन आर्काइव केजीबी इन द वर्ल्ड पार्ट टू, कांग्रेस पार्टी ने केजीबी से पैसा लिया, उन पर मुकदमा करिए जाके. जबरदस्त एडवर्टर्स की किताब स्टेट विद इन स्टेट, जिसमें लिखा हुआ है पैसा कांग्रेस पार्टी को कहां से आता था. यूरी बैडमिनेव की किताब जाके देखिए, वो देखिए. और सुनिए, श्वाजत एलिस्टेटे जो कि स्विट्जरलैंड का अखबार है, उसने राजीव गांधी जी की फोटो के साथ लिखा कितना पैसा लिया. इसलिए ऐसा मत बोलिए, टू दी पॉइंट बोलेंगे तो आपको पॉइंट पे बोलने बहुत मुश्किल होगा. और मैंने नटवर सिंह को कोट किया,
आई विल गेट अ रिस्पांस.
वन लाइफ इज नॉट एनफ, उस किताब का नाम.
आई विल गेट अ रिस्पांस.
वन लाइफ इज नॉट एनफ, नटवर सिंह ने आपको बेस मत लिए बोला. इसलिए मैंने बाहर के बोल दिया, सर के बोल दिया, आप जवाब दीजिए.
व्हाइल ट्रांसपेरेंसी मे नॉट बी इनफ टू फिक्स द प्रोसेस ऑफ पार्टी फंडिंग, बट वुड यू से दैट दिस इज नॉट एनफ. आई एम गोइंग बैक टू कम बैक टू द पॉलिटिशियंस.
व्हेन ही इज टॉकिंग टू यू,
Ma'am, I'm coming to you. Dr. S.Y. Qureshi, I'm coming to you, ma'am. I'm coming to you. Ma'am, I'm coming to you. Dr. S.Y. Qureshi.
Yeah, what is the question to me?
Yes, I'm asking, is this a beginning of what is, what could lead to transparency in the electoral process?
Yes, you know, I would take you back to the origin of the electoral bond. In the budget speech of 2017, the then finance minister, Mr. Jetley, he started beautifully when he said that without transparency of political funding, free and fair elections are not possible. That was music to our ears. His second sentence was equally good. He said, for the last 70 years, we have failed to achieve that. So we expected the third center to bring in transparency, and it undid whatever was promised. And the electoral bonds were created. Till then, every donation of more than 20,000 was reported to the Election Commission, who would then certify that, yes, they have brought it to our notice. On the basis of that certificate, income tax will give them the concession. Now, that was completely stopped. Electoral bonds were totally shrouded in secrecy. Even 2 crore, 20 crore, 2,000 crores, we would never know who gave what to whom. Which is why we have been all protesting, civil society has been protesting, and the Supreme Court has come out with this judgment.
Okay. Major General Verma, the petition before the court was essentially to ensure that it is the beginning of the process of transparency. But the court seems to have gone several steps ahead. Would you say that, you know, this is, how do you find a workable and a fair relationship between money, business and politics then?
Okay. What we have to examine is the fact that is corporate funding the only way to fund our electoral system? It's not only about the elections, it's about, you know, the functioning of the political parties. There is no denying the fact that political parties do need funding for their functioning. They have to do canvassing and various other things are there. There's no denying that. But the point is that, you know, if 93% of their funding is from corporates, is that correct? That is what the common man has to see, the people, the citizens of this country have to see. Is there some better method? Or do we take it that this is the new normal? We accept cash, we accept black money. Everybody knows that there is a limit laid down for the expenditure for the candidates when they contest elections. Everybody also knows that the reports which they submit to the Election Commission and which ADR publishes, they don't show more than 60 to 65% of expenditure of that limit which is laid down. But on ground, it is 10 times or 20 times more than that. So everybody knows everything, but nobody is doing anything about it. So the point is that the court has also said, and the fact that the Supreme Court, a constitution bench, has completely scrapped the scheme and said that all the amendments done to the various acts were unconstitutional, it just shows how good or bad the scheme was. So, and they have also said that the government needs to come up with a better scheme. The government, it means that all the political parties have to show a will that they are, you know, involved in the process of more transparency and some better system of funding. So this blame game of Congress versus BJP, you see, in our affidavit also, Maria, we had said that it is whichever party is in power, whether it is at the center or at the state, it gains because of the electoral bond scheme. And it is evident from the data which has come out now. So there are different methods which people have suggested. That firstly, and my personal opinion is that we need to cut down the expenditure. You know, there's no limit on the expenditure which the political parties can do. So there needs to be a limit. We are not like US. We spent more money than US did in their last presidential elections. I mean, people say we are a 140 crore population, so we need more money and all that. Oh, please compare your economy with that of US. They are 25 times the size of our economy.
Yes. A quick word from the advocate as well, Nilesh, and then I bring in, and then I go back to the politicians. The question certainly is, Nilesh, the electoral bonds, to think that the overall money that is spent in elections or electioneering will come down, will require a larger cleanup and perhaps ensuring that there is consensus among various political parties. That is not to be. Then can the judiciary really intervene here?
I feel definitely the judiciary can intervene. There is no stoppage to that. But before I answer that, let me just take you through a few certain provisions. I believe the government was never intended, whichever the government, I'm not representing BJP or Congress or any other political party. But let me just tell you, when the electoral bonds were drafted, There were certain provisions wherein the government were intended to keep the transparency since the beginning. If you just focus on the clause 7, subclause 4 of the electoral bond scheme, it clearly specifically mentioned that the whenever the information is required by the court or any other enforcement agencies, the information will be provided to them as and when required. The court took a different view here. The court is like, instead of only by the enforcement agencies, why don't the voter has such kind of a right? So only on that basis, I believe the entire scheme has been scrapped by the Supreme Court. And I'll tell you another instance wherein the government government has added section 29C of People's Representative Act. In that specific section itself, also the political parties were mandated by this section to provide and disclose all the information to the concerned authorities. So I don't think so. The information was meant to be, you know, kept secret from any other agencies. Okay. Also, there is a KYC compliant regime, which has been
the broader reforms that we keep talking about in context of poll funding. The parties will have to initiate a process. What will be that process? Mr. Nate,
Sorry, who's that question for? Is that for me?
Yes, please. That's a question for you.
Yeah, sure. I'm all for transparent funding. I'm all for progressive reforms. I'm all for electoral processes being streamlined for the larger good of democracy. But you cannot have opaque electoral bonds, and then it cannot come to light that the party in government is going after certain companies, and those companies are weaseling out their way by paying the party in power. That cannot be. The party in power cannot accept money, and its own government can't be rewarding contracts. That's the simple point I'm making. I'm also going to make one little point for the last 10 seconds, if you permit me to. We are at a juncture today where tomorrow the Election Commission is going to announce dates for election. There is one political party which is flushed with funds. BJP has perhaps more money than God can print. You can see that as a mark of its advertisements, the blitzkrieg that they're doing all across. The accounts of India's principal opposition, the Indian National Congress, are frozen. And for what? For a trivial fault of 14 lakh rupees, they want us to pay up 135 crore. Is this fair play? Is this level playing field in a democracy? Okay. Is this how democracy is going to work? Is a question that I leave to the larger judgment of your viewers.
All
because
right.
I think people understand the quid pro quo. People understand what this government was up to. People understand what was wrong with the electoral bonds and why the FBI was hell-bent on hiding the names that they finally
Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi, I'll give you the last word on the show, and also because it's the beginning of election season, the poll dates will be announced tomorrow. The question is about the level playing field, and also, you know, if there is a party such as yours which has the kind of money, you will be able to reach out more, carry out a campaign which will be different from other political parties.
Just the initial concept of bringing the electoral bond was to have a level playing field, because there were allegations that if everything is to be given by check, then obviously in open, most of the people will prefer to give to the ruling party and less to the those party in the opposition. So that's why it has been brought. Like, court has not accepted this thing, but I want to say, like in case of voting, there are two categories. One, I can be an open voter of the party, having a flag on my house, it's okay. I can be office bearer of the party. But if I am casting the vote, it has to be remain concealed so that nobody should know whom I have voted. In the same manner, it can be two category also. I am an open contributor by a check. Even if want, I can have a flag of the party on my house also. But on the other hand, if I want to conceal, it should have been on the level playing field. But something would have come, then definitely government will try to make the process more transparent, more convenient. But again, I would like to say, those who are saying that the parties become poor, but their leaders are richest, not only the Congress party. जो कहते हैं दलित वंचित शोषित गरीबों के नेता हैं, their leaders have become richest within 10 years. There is an example in UP when Gayatri Prajapati has first filed its declaration. He was BPL and within 10 years, 150 crore property official. So that's why we are saying these are and one more thing. अरे भाई रैकेट सुनिए
रैकेट आप चला रहे हैं छापा वसूली रैकेट चला रहे हैं प्रधानमंत्री जी और आप लोग मिल मिलकर
अरे भाई
मैम
गैंग चला रहे हैं
सुनिए ना रैकेट तो वो होता है जब सारी की सारी इंडस्ट्री अच्छा एक बात कहता हूँ इन राजधान के सुनिए सुनिए मारिया जी
यस प्लीज
जस्ट क्विकली मैं दर्शकों से कहता हूँ ऑल द व्यूअर्स शुड लिसन इन राजधान के अ कॉर्पोरेट हाउस ऑफ दिस कंट्री हैज सेड कांग्रेस पार्टी तो अपनी दुकान है It is never said for BJP. In Radia tape, there was a famous sentence by a corporate house which has said Congress party apni dukaan hai. Bas. Now everybody knows who was the dukaan.
Okay, since the election dates are going to be announced,
Rajiv Gandhi Foundation got 100 crores when they were in power.
On a note, because Supriya, you'll be entering the battlefield. Dr. Trivedi is Member of Parliament. Maybe you'll be meeting each other very soon in different capacities. So let's end this discussion on a note which is more pleasant. Supriya, 20 seconds and then the last word to Dr. Trivedi. 20 seconds, ma'am.
There is no unpleasantness. I stand for the rights of people to know exactly who is paying who and how much and at what time. I think in a democracy, if the Supreme Court of India believes that this bond has to be struck down, who am I and who is Dr. Trivedi to sit here on judgment that the bonds were so good? They okay. were not.
Dr.
And
Trivedi?
Precisely, they have been struck
Dr.
down.
Dr. Trivedi?
It's as simple as that.
Elections are around the corner.
Yes.
At least there has to be effort in ensuring that the process is
I appreciate the view of Sunia. Maria ji, I appreciate what Supriya ji has said. The Supreme Court has struck down on electoral bonds. Supreme Court has restored the membership of Rahul Gandhi. Supreme Court has given judgment against us on Chandigarh. Now, will Congress apologize that the Rahul Gandhi went abroad and defamed the Indian democracy that the entire democratic institution has finished? Then how come the judgment of the electoral bond has come?
You really should
this is, when the thing comes in your favor, it is the victory of the democracy. When it goes against you, the democracy has finished.
All right, Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi, we end on that note. Thank you so much, Supriya Shinnet, S.Y. Qureshi, Major General Anil Verma, and Nilesh Tribhuvan. Thank you so much for watching The Big Fight. I'll be back next week with another issue, and perhaps we'll have less fight and more conversation. Thanks so much for watching. We'll be right back.